Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again in some... Please. She didn't tell me what she was wearing, and I did not expect this.
I thought we were doing ugly costume today, and Shy is dressed like a sexy nun, so... Yeah, I was not expecting that at all. And I'm going to try to enunciate my words as much as possible.
Wait, are you going to really leave this on the whole time?
I mean, I'm going to try. Oh, my God.
Please, I cannot take you seriously if you're going to leave that on the
whole time. What? Y'all, by the way, this mask was almost $300.
Oh, yeah, you have to wear that out.
Yeah,
you have to wear that out. We have to go to, like, a Halloween party
or something. I'm going to have to wear it out or, like, go somewhere or do something. Let me show the full fit, though.
Show the full fit. Full. Yeah. Man, you ain't never seen a Grinch with that much ass.
The Grissy. I got that Grissy, the Grissy. On me. Y'all. Sorry, there's a lot of fluff floating around. Honestly, it's a lot.
And I literally bought my Halloween costume from like a Hollywood store right across the street.
Oh, I thought that was one of your old...
No, I haven't been home yet. We have a costume like this, but I haven't been home, so I just had to get something. But like,
where were you at?
I was out
and
about all day.
Okay, she a 69, she a 69. She a 69, she a 69. Amen. Y'all.
No, I was volunteering, just doing stuff all day.
Volunteering. You really are holy.
Shut up. Look.
All right, I gotta take the mask off.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like I knew you were.
Y'all, I cannot. I literally cannot. Oh my
Maybe
god.
Maybe wear it as a headband.
Right? Like it's just a hat. It's just
a little hitty
but
hat.
But if people get it kind of looks like a hat, but like what am I
You're still that? Giving Grinch. Do the face.
I should have just painted my face freaking green. But, yeah, come on, guys. Let's get into the week.
What? I'm sorry. I can't take you seriously.
With the hand? Yo, I have to. Yeah, I'm going to wear this out. I want us to wear this out to, like, a bar or something. But, like, it's going to have to be nighttime because it's hot as in this goddamn costume.
We're going to have to go right by Santa Monica where the beach, waves is blowing.
Right. But if you guys came to our live show that just passed, thank you guys so much. We did amazing.
Yeah.
We were so scared for so long, but ultimately everything worked out. It was even better than we could have expected. Yeah. You guys brought so much energy.
So much energy. So invigorating, so lively. So look, like honestly, it was at first when we were like afterwards, we were overwhelmed with all of the energy, but I'm like, we wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah.
Like we would not want it any other way. And it fits us and our personality so perfectly.
For sure. I mean, if you guys weren't at the live show, just kind of how, I mean, it was lit. It was turned. Everybody was dancing. Lit. Everybody was. Da, da, da. The only thing I'll say that was stressful was the people talking over us. Mm-hmm. That was like hard for us to navigate because it's like we had exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to hit all our marks, like, you know, and it was hard because so many people kept talking over us. And like next show, we're going to probably have somebody to kind of like regulate that more. But
or not even regulate it more, but just be like give like a little warning of like, hey, this is a live show, but we're still going to be filming. Right. But because it honestly was, it really was a little, we were like, okay, this is what we're going to say, this is how we're going to do it. But honestly, nothing ever goes as planned.
Right.
And I feel like we would rather have a way lit crowd than a crowd that's literally fucking crickets, like boo, boo, tomatoes.
If the crowd was not as energetic, we would have been, oh my God.
Yeah, like, oh my God, we can't do this again. But now we're so eager and so excited to like get like the other venues, the other like tour dates started because it's like y'all showed us so much love and it was just like, it was overwhelming.
Yeah,
it was definitely overwhelming. And, like, honestly, I don't know about you've been feeling, but I've been so, like, I've been getting so many, like, compliments, and that's overwhelming, too. It's just like, oh, my God. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what you mean?
You made for this. I'm like, okay, I know, thank you. But, like, it's just so many, like, compliments, so many nice compliments, you know? Like, all the love that's been shown. It's like,
We got a lot of love.
We got a lot of love. And it's like, look, can't never be pleased, overwhelmed.
Right.
I'm just kidding. But, no, it literally, it's been such a, like, a surreal feeling. Like, I almost cried, like, a few times.
Yeah.
You know, so... Thank y'all.
Out of happiness.
Tears of happiness, for real, because it's like we really sold out like our first ever live show, which is a blessing.
It was so,
all of my family came. Like, everything happened the way it was supposed to happen, and it was just, it's such a surreal feeling. It really is. So we're just so eager and excited. We are going to have the video footage up on our Patreon. We're going to talk about if we, we're not going to put it on the YouTube. We already stated that it's not going to be on the YouTube. It is going to be strictly on the Patreon. We're going to figure out a way to be able to, like, if you don't, well, whatever. We'll figure the rest of it out. But it will be on the Patreon by hopefully the end of this month. Mm-hmm. So we're still working that out with the videographer. But we're going to have, like, you know, pictures, behind the scenes, everything going to be on our Patreon.
Yes.
So look forward to that in the future. And our Patreon subscribers, we appreciate y'all for sticking with us. Y'all know it's been a very busy week, but we got y'all.
Yes.
I've lost my voice.
Oh, yeah. Her whole voice was gone. It sounds better, though.
It does. Yeah. Yeah, better. The few days after that, I was like, I can't even speak.
Yeah, she was like, she sounded like a little grandpa. But, and then, like, the cities that we know for sure that we're hitting are Houston, New York, Miami, and then...
I was thinking of Chicago and Atlanta.
Chicago and Atlanta. Yeah. But those are the for sure Houston, New York, Miami.
Yeah.
Those are for certain, and then probably Chicago and Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we're going to do all of that within the next couple months, and we're going to announce all the tour dates together so that you guys are able to buy tickets at the same time for every show so that it's not like how it was this time. This time was kind of just like a test run, and now that we saw like how much love we got. Before we continue the episode, I just want to take a second to talk about Nutrafol because fall is upon us. We can let our hair down again after a hot summer. If you've noticed your hair is shedding more than usual, it could have something to do with the tight braids or ponytails you're wearing over the last few months, or all of the sun your hair was exposed to. This fall is the perfect time to add Nutrafol into your daily routine and improve your hair health.
Nutrafol is number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1 million people. See thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so no one size fits all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout the different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. Physician formulated with 100% drug-free ingredients. Get results you can run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Behind the Likes. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Behind the Likes. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Behind the Likes.
How much support we got, like,
yeah. Y'all got to show up exactly like that because honestly, it was we really appreciate it. It was so much fun. It really was like a little party. At first, we were oh my God, you guys, I'm sorry. At first, we were like, should we just skip the talking and go straight to the games? I'm like, no, but like, you know, not everybody's probably lit. And then honestly, this is why we're partners, because literally Winter thought about the thing that I didn't afterwards. I was like, shots. So, like, a whole bunch of people ran up and like, I was pouring shots out the bottle. I was like, look, I was letting them dry the boat.
She's literally pouring shots in everybody's mouth.
I'm trying to have a good time.
And I'm like, do you know if all of them are 21 and up? We're going to go to jail. So that cannot happen again. Maybe if we do, like, 21 and up wristbands or something like that.
Because I'm like, I like the vibe of it. No, I like the vibe of the party. Like,
yeah, it was a fun vibe.
So I'm like, I want us to do that again. But we're going to have to, like, it was trial and error, but I feel like, it was a great first trial and error.
For sure.
And y'all are all going to be able to see it all on our Patreon.
We got so many flowers, too.
So many flowers.
Thank God. And they're all in my house.
Literally.
None are at Chai's because we got drunk after and...
A whole bunch happened after that.
Yeah, a whole bunch happened after
that. Oh, and by the way, we went to this new spot. We went to Didi. Didi is on La Cienega. They hosted our after-hours spot. So shout out to Didi and everybody over there because they hosted the after-hours spot and... Yeah.
In West Hollywood. Some people who were at the show found us there.
Literally.
How did they find us there?
They might have just gone there.
You think they just went?
I think they might have just gone there, but they hosted that. So shout out to Didi for us because it was very last minute. I had to book that, like, I think the same day or the day before because our other spot canceled last minute. So Didi in West Hollywood on...
And then we ended up going to the spot that canceled on us.
Exactly.
It was shout out to them.
Thank you, Didi, for that.
Anywho, what about your week besides the show has been going on?
That's it.
Really?
Literally, I have no other life besides that. Like,
her whole family was here.
My whole family was here, which I enjoyed. I literally had a mental breakdown. I posted on my story. I had a breakdown. I was just so overwhelmed. Even when I texted her, I was like, yeah, my social battery's done. Like, I'm like, I need to go home for a second. And then when we paid ourselves out, I felt a little better.
Right. Like, let's get this money off.
Yeah, but that's mainly been the main thing, you know, just like, you know, my family and preparing for that. And, like, now it's a new week. So, like, we started, I started the Monday on thanking everybody, sending my texts, like, you know.
I didn't reply to a lot of people. I'm like, thank you. But, like, it's just too much. Thank you.
No. It is a lot. But I had to, like, because I really, like, we really got to, like, it is our first show. And, like, I know I was probably being a diva at the after party. I was just like, this face, like, you know.
She was so stressed out. And, like, one thing about Shy, bro, like, even after we do episodes, she's always like, we did terrible. I know we did terrible. Everybody's, like, coming up. It's like, you guys did so good. Oh, my God. You guys did so good. Shy's like, no, we did it. We did it. Quit lying. And I'm like, we did do good. Stop saying that.
And you know what's funny? I'm always the positive one.
I'm crying.
Before. I'm like, we're going to do great. Right. It's going to be fine. It's going to be this. And then we finish up, like, I hated everything about, because I'd be so in my head sometimes. Right. Like, I could have said this. I could have done this better. I stuttered this part. And then there were certain parts where it's like, I can't talk. And look at all those 400 faces staring back at me. I was like this.
That's why I wasn't looking at anybody. I was not looking at anybody. Literally, I was not looking at anybody. I was looking at you or like looking at the car.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not locking eyes with nobody. But then people kept talking. I kept being like,
okay, now you quiet. But I'm like, next time we got to turn the lights on just us. We can't see nothing else. Like, I want the crowd to be like dim. I'm seeing my parents staring at me like this.
Right. And literally that was why I specifically faced my chair away from our friends and family, because I was like, if I look at our friends and family, I'm going to be way too distracted.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie to you. Every single time I was just like, I see them all.
No,
yeah. And it's like, it's unlike when they say like, just picture everybody in diapers and you'll feel better about like, so you ever heard that? Like, you know,
like underwear,
like underwear. Like when you do like a public speaking thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I was just like, oh my God, I'm picturing everyone staring right at me. But it worked out well. It was good.
There was no real drama. I was scared that there was going to be drama. I was scared that people were going to be fighting each other because there was liquor involved.
Oh, my God. Yeah, literally.
Yeah. And there was that one little NC. But it wasn't crazy. It wasn't like a crazy incident. But I felt like somebody was being a little mean to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, do not do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like.
She checked the crowd.
I had to check the crowd. But it only was because I didn't want any drama, any bad vibes. Like, do not. You guys, if you guys do come to our upcoming live shows, please do not have drama with nobody. Do not be rude to nobody. At the end of the day, we're all BTL family. Like
BTL fam.
Yeah, we can't be on that negative vibe. This is not a baddies audition. Like, keep it cute.
We're BTL besties.
Keep it cute or keep it on mute. But my week, I mean, it was the live show. And then I went on a date with a guy. And that's kind of one of our topics, but I don't know if I should talk about it because we have to do our social media question of the week first. No, so this week I did like go on a date, whatever, with, you know, somebody. And we kind of had a disagreement about something. Mm. And it's something that I have literally talked about on the podcast before, which I think is so funny. And you know, this is something that I literally stand by. I hate it. It's a pet peeve of mine. It seems like it's not a big deal, but it literally is a big deal to me. But I hate when guys walk in front of me. Mm. I think it's so rude. And I especially think it's rude when you're like walking into a building and like not turning back to make sure that I'm good. Or if we're in a large crowd and you're walking in front of me and not holding on to me or holding my hand or like turning back to make sure I'm good or I'm still there or anything. It's a huge pet peeve of mine. And at first I thought I was tripping, like, is this just a me thing? But like, I literally Googled it and it's like, this is a literal thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is it rude for a guy to like walk in front of his girlfriend or his girl or whatever? And it's like, it's hella inconsiderate. And I'm like, that's exactly what I think about it.
I read that it's I TikToked it. I seen on TikTok that it's a narcissistic trait.
I have heard that too before. Mm-hmm. And like when I dated another guy who was like actually a psychopathic lunatic, and he would always walk in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, bro, like you are throwing me off. Yeah. Like you're literally throwing me off. So then I had brought it up to the guy and I was like, you know, I don't like that you walk in front of me. Keep in mind, I've brought it up multiple times. It's like the third time I'm bringing it up. So it's like, if I bring up something one time to you, and you don't think to change it. And it's some small shit, too.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, whatever. So, like, now I have to keep bringing it up. I seem like a nagging ass bitch. And I hate feeling like a nagger. Like, just let me say some shit once. And it's like, if you don't align with it and you can't do that, let me know. Because if you just want to, like, if it's just like, if you're dating somebody, you're getting to know somebody. Mm-hmm. So you're learning all the little things that they like or they dislike or whatever the case may be. And the response that I got was, you're trying to be controlling. And
you said that?
Yes. You're trying to be controlling. And I've messed with grown women before and they've never had a problem with it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't care. And he's like, I was raised by like my mom and my mom never taught me that and da, da, da. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that's weird to me. Like, I think that mm-hmm. that's weird. And I don't know what, I don't care how old any woman is. Some women may have lower standards than I do about how I want to be treated by a guy. And like, I don't feel like that's that much of an ask to be like, walk on the side of me or walk behind me, make sure I'm good. Like, you get mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I don't need you to walk like directly behind me, but like at least walk next to me. Like, why are you walking so far ahead of me? It's like, and then it's like, if I would get out the car, like he's already out the car walking away, like yeah. not waiting to walk with me wherever like, we're going. Chivalry?
It honestly is like, and I didn't even say standards, but it's like, I know, I literally can't stop staring at your hands because Sorry. It's like, do you talk normally with your hands as much? Or I'm like, or am I just noticing
I feel
now?
Like I do. I'm
crying. And I'm like, I keep noticing it and I keep like having to stop myself from smiling or laughing.
I know. I'm
but
sorry,
I mean, guys. I wouldn't say it's like a standard thing. I think it's just like, it's what you prefer.
Yeah.
It's like how some women prefer when their man walks on the side of the street, on the side next to
That's
the street.
That's exactly what
and
I said.
Exactly. And there's some women who don't mind that. So it is just a preference of that. But if you feel that right. way, then that's a valid reason for you to feel that
and
way.
And I literally said, I was like, it is the exact same thing to me if like I'm walking on the street with my man and he let me walk on the outside and you're not
it's
like
annoying.
Get on the inside.
Yeah.
Like I'm used to like the type of guys that I've dated are like, come here, get on the inside, or get right next to me, or get right in front of me. Like, I need to see what you're yeah. doing. Like, let me open the door for you.
Exactly.
Like, you feel me? Like, all of these things. And it's like, he has this something like, well, how am I going to walk, open the door for you if I'm behind you? And I'm like, bro, you can walk on the side of me. Like, you don't have to be directly behind me on my ass.
Not him arguing about something that you have an issue
and
with.
And I literally was like, I feel like I can't communicate with you. And I think we're going to have a problem with that because it's like, I'm telling you something hella simple and hella small. This is now the third time I've had to repeat it mm-hmm. and you're trying to argue me down about some small shit. Like it's not even a big thing and it's like you making a big thing about how you're reacting and it's just like how I literally want to be treated. It's not about being controlling or anything mm-hmm. like that. Like I'm not like you have to answer your phone at this certain time and if you don't like mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything. I'm just telling you straight up like look, this is a big pet peeve of mine and if you keep doing it I'm like bro yeah. like
maybe it's not what you say, it's how you said it. So how did you say it in that, did you say it in that scenario or did you say like, because I've seen some things where it's like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's like, instead of critiquing something mm-hmm. that they do, it'd be like, I like when you do this
right.
instead of being like, hey, don't do this.
No, yeah, no, but I mean, okay, so I said it multiple times. So like the first time I had said it was like the first time we ever even linked and mm-hmm. we had like went to a restaurant, me and my homegirl and then him and like his homeboy. And when we got to the restaurant, he goes, opens the door, walks in, and just completely
he doesn't
walks.
Open the door for you?
No. He's completely walks. He's completely gone. And I'm, like, looking like, is he going to even turn around to make sure that I'm good?
Yeah.
Doesn't even turn around to make sure that I'm good. So when we get in there, I'm like, you weren't going to make sure, like, you weren't going to.
This is crazy.
I was like, you're not going to turn around and make sure that we're good? And he was like, oh, my bad. Like, I thought you were following me. And I'm like, but what if I wasn't?
Yeah.
Like, you're not. And I had an ex who used to do that, like mm-hmm. how I said, like who used to just walk in and just like not give a fuck if I was good, not turn around. And I'm just like, I don't like that shit.
Now, what if I died?
What if somebody snatched me the fuck up? Or and not even that. It's just like be considerate. Like, why are you not concerned about if I'm good? Like, you're assuming I'm behind you. You're assuming I'm good. Anything could fucking happen.
Honestly, opening the door for a woman is the simplest of manners.
Right. And it's like that time he didn't open the door. Like, he has opened doors, whatever the case. But like that time he didn't. And then it was just like we had went on a date to like a crowded space mm-hmm. and once again he's walking in front of me
mm-hmm.
we're in a crowded space
mm-hmm.
like anything could fucking happen and you not even turning around to make sure that I'm good or like
yeah.
anything like you get what I mean mm-hmm. I'm just like when you're with a man you want to feel like you're fully protected.
Exactly. That's the biggest thing.
Exactly.
Fully protected and I'm safe and I want to make sure that you know that you're aware of my
right.
settings of and where I'm at.
It's just like annoying as because I don't know. I'm kind of just tired of like dating. Like I'm tired of trying to date. Like I even text every episode. I swear to God, it's like every time I go on a fucking date, I'm like
yeah.
I'm tired of dating because mm-hmm. of shit like this. It's like why am I even having an argument about some simple ass shit? Like why do you have to make me argue about something I don't want to argue about?
Yeah.
Like I'm just trying to tell you what I like, what I don't like, and you're sitting here telling me that I'm controlling.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking controlling. I'm trying to communicate with you. You don't know this about me. You don't know I feel this way about me, about this shit. So how would you know if I don't say nothing?
Yeah. Like, a lot of women, and my aunt told me this. She said the way you start a relationship is how you have to, is how you maintain a relationship. So she said there were certain things that she did in the beginning of her relationship that she wished she wouldn't have done. Like, I remember she said that she cuts my uncle's steaks. She does all, like, she's, like, very, like, she does these things. And, like, she's, like, a week she don't feel like cutting steak. He wondering, why the hell my steak ain't cut?
Right.
So it's, like, the way you go into relationships is how you have to, like, maneuver them in the beginning. And I don't think anything is wrong with stating how you feel.
Exactly. And that's my thing. I think in the beginning of a relationship, like, you're supposed to, let me get out everything that, you know, bothers me so that moving forward in the future, like, you know.
It's setting the tone.
Yeah, I'm setting the fucking tone for you because I'm not about to sit here and feel away every time you're walking in front of me.
Exactly.
And then you think it's okay. And you're like, well, you never said that before. Now we've been fucking with each other for 6 months and you want me to change some shit. No, I'm telling you straight up front.
Yeah.
This is what I like. Look, it's only a few things that I'm big on. I'm big on communication. I want somebody who can, you know, speak to me throughout the day a little bit, like, you know, maybe call me or like check up with me. Like, it don't have to be 24/7, but like make sure that I feel like you're right here, like on the phone.
I need a good morning and a good night.
Right. Like something. You get what I mean? I don't like that walking in front of you shit. Like it's just like, you know, it's just a few fucking small things. And it's like, the communication to me is a huge thing, though. Like, I'm coming out of a relationship that had great communication. Like, I'm not even going to hold you. Like, non-toxic, non-arguing communication. And I don't want to backtrack. Like, you get what I mean? I don't want to backtrack in any situation where I feel like, damn, I can't even say how I feel.
Yeah.
So, IDK.
It's crazy because that goes into the social media question of the week. Because it was something that I was going to say that I think is being lost. Because the social media question of the week is, what has quietly disappeared from society over the past 30 years without people noticing? And I don't know if this was the like the correct answer to it, but this is the first thing that I thought when I read that. Manners. I think that, like, and I don't think that was, like, I think some people are, like more technological or something like that, or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, something like that. Books are cursive, or that's what people were saying. Like, cursive isn't being brought into the society anymore. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But mine, literally, when I first read that, I was like, manners. I feel like, literally, people do not have manners anymore. I feel like even a moral code isn't even the same to me. Like, I feel like the morale, like, people are going on podcasts saying that they kill people, and it's just like, I know that's random, but it's like, are snitching or doing these things. I'm just like, what the hell happened to, like, a moral compass, a code, like, just any type of, like, morale in a sense.
That's
true. I don't know. I just feel like, to me, manners have always been a big thing. Manners in general. And it's just like, and I think that comes in with the they, them, these, they. I've been very big, I know this is random, but I've been very big on, like, yes, ma'am, no, sir. Like, I was brought up in that type of world, in that type of community where I get my mouth slapped if I don't, you know, respect someone, if I don't hold the door open for my elders,
I'm in
trouble. If I don't say please and I don't say thank you and I don't, you know, like, have a certain type of, like, mannerisms to me, it would be an issue in my household. And I just feel like a lot of households don't hold their children to these same standards. And like, when I'm around kids, or like around these younger generations of people, these 22, 26, I'm like, where are your manners? Like, where is your etiquette? Where is your anything? It's just like, to me lately, it's just been annoying me.
Yeah.
So no, that's been mine. I think the morale compass and like the mannerisms of people has been a lost art within the past 30 years. And we need to get back to like being, for one, nice to people and being mannerable.
That was what I was going to say, the nice to people. Because like, I feel like back in the day, like bullying was very looked down upon. You get what I mean? And now because of TikTok and like social media, I feel like bullying is now okay again, but it's like very picky choosy.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, oh, like don't be fatphobic, don't be homophobic, don't be racist, but we can pick at people and drag them for whatever if we all decide we're going to do it at the same time. Like if we're going to choose to bandwagon, because it's like, I be seeing stuff online like, there's somebody on their call. There's this girl named, these are just two specific ones that I've been seeing. A girl named Brene and a girl named Ashley Trevino. And I'm just seeing people like dress like them and like make fun of them, do their makeup like them, like trying to look ugly.
Wait, are like, are they considerably like they saying that they're ugly on
yeah, like something? They're making fun of their looks. They're making fun of like everything about them. They have pages dedicated to like bullying these
people.
That's
really actually sick.
And it will be things that are going viral. And I'm just like, what happened to like not being a terrible person? Like, why does everybody want to be fake woke at times, but then, you know, sit around and turn around and be like, oh, well, if everybody else is bullying them, yeah, then it's okay. It's like my moral compass goes out the yeah window. And like people do that with me as well. It's like y'all all want to sit up there and act fake fucking woke all goddamn mm-hmm day, but then turn around and be terrible people. Yeah. It's like, I just feel like nobody has morals.
It's literally it's a contradiction when people are calling you a certain mm-hmm certain way or doing the things, are saying certain things about you, but you're literally doing it by right even vocalizing right your dislike or disdain for someone. Like right you're literally doing what you're saying that she does, and I don't understand that either.
Right.
But I didn't know, like, so what they're on TikTok, like, make I honestly, okay, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes the TikTok comments be funny.
Oh, they'd no, they funny do be funny.
They'd be funny because sometimes it'd be some shit that I'd say, but I would never actually type out right loud. And I think that, like,
no, but I'm talking full-blown videos.
No, that's insane. That's sad.
And
that's
pages
mean
and pages yeah dedicated to literally bullying these people.
It's like, what else do you have to do?
Right. Literally nothing. You don't have shit to do. It's just, ugh, oh my God. It's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you watch and read?
I have not watched anything. I know, and so usually you're the one who say you have not to watch anything, but
it's okay. We honestly had a
we've been busy, and yeah I've been with my family, and like we've been playing like all the games, left, right, center.
What? Oh, no. Left, right, center.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? No, but no. So obviously, I've been watching Love Is Blind, which you haven't watched,
mm-hmm,
and y'all. So whatever, we've been watching.
I watched one episode. I'm gonna start watching again. Of I the watched new one season episode mm-hmm of the new season.
Oh, okay.
You know my favorite season was season 3 with Cole. I loved him.
Oh, yeah. No, but so I've been watching whatever, and like my opinion, okay, first of all, I think this season is boring as hell. This season mm-hmm is not as interesting as like past seasons, but I had vocalized my opinion on Instagram stories about Nick Dorca and Hannah because, like, if y'all watch Love Is Blind, y'all know, like, Hannah is vile to that man. And mm-hmm I don't know if she was doing it for the cameras. Like, I'm not going to just sit here and say she's, like, an all-around terrible person because I don't know. People get in front of cameras, don't know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she thought she was, like, being cool and being, like, Nick. Like, I don't know what mm-hmm she really thought. But, like, just the way that she was coming off to him was, like, very, like, disrespectful, undermining. Like, mm-hmm she was just trying to tear him down all around. So which I kind of do understand, like, why he would be annoying because, like, there was a scene where he was, like,
with the pasta?
He didn't know how to boil water.
Oh, yeah, like, weaponizing incompetence.
And he was 28 yeah years old. He's 28 years old. So I understand because that would make me be, like, are you dead ass serious? Like, that would probably yeah make me be mean to my man, too. But, like, if there was cameras there, like, you know, I'm going to try to not be as much as yeah a B.I. But what?
I seen the first episode. I don't know, because, like, I feel like when you try to tear people down, it comes from a place of, like, inadequacy yeah and insecurity. Mm-hmm. But from the first episode alone, I seen when she was in the pond, she was like, I'm worried you're going to think that I'm somebody that I'm not, like, some mm-hmm look somewhere that I'm not. And that one scene made me feel like she don't feel like she looks the best right that she should be as a person because she's worried about something like that. Because that's some shit I would never say.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
So it's just like,
it's like mentally, it's trying to get somebody mentally prepared for yeah them to be disappointed.
Exactly. And so like, now, from what I've been yeah told, it seems like she's trying to tear him down because she doesn't feel like
and that's exactly what I said. I'm like, really? I feel like it's coming from a place of, like, her being insecure and trying to tear him down. And, like, but I do understand, I would be annoyed. Like, I would be irritated if my man is 28, he still lives with his parents, and he don't know how to boil water. Like, that mm-hmm would piss me the F off. Like, I do understand. But
they didn't talk about this in the pod?
That's what I was saying. I'm like, you didn't ask, like, his living situation. Like, I'm confused, like, whatever.
I would
know
be in the pod, like, so on a height range, how tall are you?
Well, you can't so do on that. That's
on an eye color spectrum, what would it be?
Lighter to darker. Like, no.
On a weight scale.
Right, no. You can't do that. But, like, people have tried to do that and be like, so, like, when you go to the beach, do you wear one piece or a bikini? Like, like shit like that.
That's me.
But then you're sure not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But, no, so I have posted on my Instagram story, y'all, why Nick DM me? I have to read the DM.
Read the DM.
Hold on, y'all.
Take the gloves off.
Nick DM me and goes, hold on.
Nick from Love is Blind, season 7.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Where is it? Oh, here it is. He goes, I hope you're single because I need you in my life. No cap.
Wait, is the season still going on?
Yes, it's still going on.
Oh, so are we giving a forewarning?
I ain't got no goddamn NDA. No, they already broke up.
Oh, they already broke up.
So he said that or whatever, DM me, which I'm finding hilarious. But I was like, come on the pod, Nick. Like, yeah. You know, like, we would love to have you, da da da. And, you know, he's like talking back to me. I'm like, you know, we'll get your flight. We'll get your hotel. Keep in mind, that's
us being. I didn't agree to that.
Yeah, we're. I'm just trying to be generous because I'm trying to get him on because I know a lot of people watching Love is Blind right now. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, would it be paid? And I'm like, no, it's not going to be paid. But, like, you know, our viewers would love to have you. Why he leave me on scene, y'all?
I'm crying.
From trying to get at me to asking if I'm paying and then being mad. Like, I'm getting you a flight in a hotel. Like, I'm just like, you could have booked some shit in other things in LA as well. Like, I'm sure you could get on something else. Yeah. Like,
honestly, what do these people be wanting? Look, I'll give you a good 300.
I'm just saying, I don't know what people be expecting to come out of Love is Blind. Like, maybe it's not Love Island. Like, y'all not about to be really on the same scale as Love Island people. Like, no shade for real, but like,
that's no, there have been some, like, there have been some popping people that, who come from, like, it's what you do with this, with the platform that you're given.
I feel like it's Love Island where you really gonna pop if you get
Love
to the
Island
end.
Is very popular.
You gonna get paid off
there's
of Love
one
Island.
Girl that I know on Love is Blind and like literally I was watching, I was like, like, what's that mean?
Right. Who is that?
I know her.
We're gonna try to get her on the pod, but she said she had to ask her PR people, her PR team. So we're going to see.
Hopefully.
Look,
come on, girl.
Look, fingers crossed. But so, I mean, I don't know. I thought that was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And it kind of does go and tie into, like, what they were even saying about Nick on the pod. Because they were saying that, like, he was trying to act super cool in the pod. So the fact that he DM'd me was like, I hope you single, no cap.
No cap, it baby.
It's hilarious because I got to experience it live in the flesh, my own Love is Blind experience.
And that probably is him. He probably is just a cool, smooth, suave guy, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was kind of cringe.
I'm crying.
I don't know. But I mean,
I don't really know how people come in the DMs for real, where it's just like, you know,
what, being chill.
Yeah.
Like, how would you? I mean, how do you think you would want a guy to DM you?
What's up, sexy thick mama? See, and
that's corny as hell. Like, I think I would like, I guess just like eyes or like hey or like. Yeah. Like, something like that.
It honestly depends on the person who would probably be sending the DM. Surprisingly enough, I think I'm so goofy on my social media. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't be getting, like,
a lot of DMs.
Like, DMs like that. I really don't. Yeah. And if I do get them, it'll be, like a little hard eye on my story or something like that. And I'll be paying attention to that shit anyways. But it's, like, I really don't get as many DMs as somebody would, like, think because I'm so beautiful, so attractive, so good looking, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I be getting DMs, but, like... Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I think...
Because you have such a tiny waistline and such a fat ass and such beautiful breasts.
Thank you.
And beautiful face.
No, I honestly, what the younger guys do though these days, which I think is like really actually annoying and cringy as hell, they will just go like my pictures and then they want me to see it so that I go back and like their pictures. And I'm like, just DM me with your chest. Like, why are you liking my pictures and then want me to go back and like yours and do this and do that? Yeah. Like I have a guy who's like fine. Oh my God, he's so fucking fine. But I can't talk to him. I can't even go, like, no pictures because he's so young and he's a fucking football player. I'm not doing no goddamn football players ever again.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Let's document that.
Like, no, I'm just kidding.
YNs be showing up.
Bro, I'm like, he's so fine. But if he was, like, I don't know, 7 years older, I would definitely maybe go like a picture back. But it's the YNs be.
Them YNs be YNing.
Right. It's just cringy. I got to take the gloves off, y'all. Sorry. The texture is starting to bother me. But I'm just starting to strip down to my Grinch costume.
Look, actually, like that's my strip tease.
Right. But what's up with you? You put on this freaking thing talking about mixing friends groups being stressful. What does that mean? What was you going
that
through?
That came from our live show. Like, why? When you said, like, you know, everything was cool, everything was copacetic. Everything is cool, but I've noticed that, like, and this is a compliment to me, I guess, but I can make friends with a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And, like, those, they become, like, my close friends. Mm-hmm. And so those lot of different personalities end up being intertwined for, like, social settings like this. Mm-hmm. Or, like, social settings like my birthdays, which is cool. It's just, like, but I tell you this all the time. Like, I put people in categories and I place them in categories of, like, friendship. Like, you know, they got your club friends. They got you going.
Compartmentalizing.
And I think it just makes things a lot, you know, less stressful because it's, like, you hold people to the standard that you place them at. And right. if I'm placing you as just my club friend, like, I don't expect you to be going to church with me on Sundays.
Right, of course.
You know, so, like, those type of things don't bother me from people. Like, I know who you are. Like, I'm able to – what bothers me is when people don't know who I am. It's like, I got your number dialed. Why isn't mine on the speed? You know what I'm saying?
Like, what you mean? Oh, like, when people don't treat you like you're a close friend, but you feel like they're
No, like – just an acceptance thing, like when sometimes, I don't know. But what I wrote that down.
To finish what you're saying. What are you saying?
It's like, I understand who people are. So if don't expect something out of me if that's not who I am.
Like, don't expect me to be a close friend if we're not close friends.
No, I'll show up for people. I don't know what I meant by that, so whatever. But no, like, I'll show up.
I'm trying to understand this, actually.
Yeah, no, I just put that because I was just like, you know how when, like, after a major event, like, nobody wants to bother you with the things that happened that day? Oh, so they wait, like, a few days later. And I'm like, I didn't even know all this tea was going on.
Wait, so there was tea going on?
Yeah.
With who?
You know nobody really cared about nobody. And I'm like, and I only say that because I'm like, I'm tired of having these multiple different.
Can you please tell me real quick behind the thing? Card, behind the
so, card. Sorry, guys.
Basically, somebody that we know said something kind of rude.
Yeah, kind of rude. And it just made me, like, I appreciate all the support all the time. But I'm like. No, I don't want it if crazy. I don't want it if it's like if it's back ended. What I'm kind of like. I don't want, like, you can keep that support.
Right. If it's, so did anybody, like, any of your friends get into it?
Kind of about seating. Yeah.
Oh my God, no, yeah,
about seating.
I had a friend who also, I guess my friend was like, I had friends get into it too.
You're lying, who?
They didn't get into it, but like kind of like they had to say something because I guess my mom was sitting somewhere and my friend tried to like sit in the chair where my mom was sitting. And my friend was like, oh, no, don't sit there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so my friend.
And Dom got seniority.
Yeah, so my friend was like, oh, no, like, you can't sit there. And she was like, why? I guess my other friend was like, why? And then she was like, because her mom is sitting there. She's like, oh. But, like, I don't know. I guess it was a whole thing.
The seating thing.
The literal thing.
Same thing happened with mine. It was two seating and two of my closest friends, one from, like, literally, like, high school, uh-huh. and then one that I met out here. Uh-huh. So you know how sometimes friendships feel like they have seniority?
Right,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I've been her childhood friend. Who are you? Right, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm like, this too much. Like, y'all don't. And I was like, my next birthday in January, don't worry about me doing anything with any of you bitches.
Right,
like, I
literally
will be by myself.
I thought about the same for my damn next birthday. I was like, you know what? I might take me a little solo trip.
Yeah, honestly. And I'm like, I'm here for that. Especially the older we get, it's like, I understand the more people have to do.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I might just do a little dinner.
I'm not even doing a dinner.
Really?
No, I've already made up my mind. I literally, and it wasn't just because of this. I thought, no, I swear.
You're not going to do a dinner for your birthday.
No.
So you're going to do nothing.
I'm going to do nothing.
None of your friends are going to let that happen.
Well.
They're literally not, like, none of us would ever let that fucking happen.
You know, and I'm going to fight it. I don't even want, like, I don't even need y'all to, like, post me on my birthday this year. Like, I swear I'm so serious.
Okay, what is causing all of this?
It's all these personalities. I'm just tired of them.
Girl, your birthday ain't till how many damn months? And you over here over it from 6 months ago. Like, what the hell? Like, it is not that damn deep. But, no, yeah, I get what you mean. I mean, Shy has a lot more friends than me. And, like, she be trying to do a lot more than I do. I don't do the friend groups thing. I don't do all
I think
of that.
That's what it is. It's overwhelming because I try to kill multiple birds with one stone. So it's like, I don't go out that often. So when I go out, I'm going to invite all of my friends who want to go out and spend some time with me. Mm-hmm. And then I notice at the end of the night, I'm like, oh, this was a horrible idea.
Right.
Because you don't really get along with you. And when some liquor's involved, y'all don't really get along with each other, but you're keeping it cool.
Right.
When that liquor involved, all that cool shit go out the window. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
Right.
And it's like, I've always played mediator all of my life with my sisters. And now with my friendships, and I think I'm just getting tired of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it's just because you be trying to be friends with too many people. That's why I can't do all that.
But it's my energy. I can't be nice all the time anymore because people gravitate to me.
They do.
I can't deal with it.
No, they do. She's just very friendly and, like, very outgoing. And, like, she makes friends very, very easily. Like, she'll talk to anybody.
Am I all right? I need to start being mean.
No, you don't have to start being mean, but, like,
I haven't made new friends in a really long time, which is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, not I'm like, yeah, don't make no friends. I'm just kidding. I don't want nobody coming in and taking my spot. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it was funny because we had said something at the freaking after party. And I was like, I was meeting one of your friends that I've never seen before. But I was like talking about somebody and Bijan was right there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Bijan was my first friend of Shy's that I really, really liked.
And
that
Bijan
I first
said.
Really clicked with. And she was like, yeah, it's true. And then one of your other friends was like, you never liked us. And I was like, that's not true. That is literally not true.
Who said that?
I think who said it? I think it was Priscilla who said it. I was like, no, that's not true. I just, me and Bijan did definitely like click first, like out of like all your friends. And then it just kind of like went from there, like just everybody being
And
cool.
I'm just like, am I, like, I'm like, it's sometimes it just be like, I'm that friend who's always like, first of all, you have to warn people about me because I can be off the walls, and I get that. People will sometimes be like, oh, this is my friend. She like might hyper. Say some crazy shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm always that friend that has to be like, oh, she's just kidding. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's just this. Or it's just this. And I'm so tired of doing that with like so many different people. I'm like, look.
Yeah, you don't have to, you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to be like, you know, be nice. Even you had said that to me on the in the freaking live show.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Be when nice. I was like, you were like, don't be mean. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
like,
and my family addressed that too afterwards. They was like, she did exactly what she was supposed to do.
Because Shy want
to
be too damn nice. That is so funny because that's really me and Shy's dynamic even in business. And we talk about that all the damn time. Like, if we're in a freaking business situation and like somebody is like trying to get over or do something, like it's 100% good cop, bad cop with us too. Like, Shy would be like, well, we just wanted to talk to you guys about this. And I'd be like, y'all fucking playing with our damn money.
That is exactly how it is. And it's like, she lets me do most of the talking now because we have to. Because people do.
They be really trying. It's because
they
women.
They try us, but it's like they're more acceptable, I guess, to the way that I say it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But Winter is like, she's no bullshit. Yeah. And it's just like, you kind of need that balance. Because like, I'm not saying I let somebody walk over me. I will just allow some shit to happen for a while, and then I blow up.
Yeah.
And that's not okay either. Because it's like, now I've like, but it's like, to me, nobody knows why I'm blowing up. But it's like, no, there's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 reasons why I've, like, why I'm blowing up right now. Yeah. And it's just like, Winter's like, all right, hell no on the first one.
Right, and absolutely the fuck not on the second one.
And I'm just like, but for me, and this is how I am in like friendships, relationships, anything. If somebody like disrespects me, I don't always have to, like, you know, in my relationship, sometimes I'm gonna have the last word. But like in like certain situations, I don't have to have the last word. I feel like me leaving that situation is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like even with like the management.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Leaving that situation, I was like, we're just going to have to deal with this day, and we will never deal with them again. Mind you, we have to send an invoice. Did you see the thing? We made a pretty decent
amount.
I didn't. I'll show you the invoice. Oh, wow. But I feel like, to me, like, leaving situations, like, I don't always have to say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything that I'm thinking, you know?
Right, right, right.
And I feel like sometimes me, like, holding it all in, right now, I think this is just, like, my frustration. I just hold in a lot of stuff, and I'm just like, all right. You, all you bitches are getting on my damn nerves right now.
Because
you know?
We kind of talked about it on the last episode, but like, what we talked about that, so.
We can't do that on here because they can sue us for defamation.
Can they?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say what company it was.
No, just don't. We'll do that on Patreon.
Really? Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about it on Patreon. Yeah. But no, yeah, like we said, we had like a stressful situation dealing with the company. And like, it's just like hard as women trying to do business, like a lot of fields are male dominated, like honestly. And it's like, I feel like people will literally prey on you if they see you have a good thing going, and just if they see you making some money, they trying to get in where they fit in and finesse and finagle. And like, that's something that I've had to learn in Hollywood specifically, that, you know, people really don't have your best interest. Like, you know, I came out in LA when I was, what, 17, 18 years old, trying to do music and shit. So I done got so many goddamn times. And, like, that's the other thing. Like, I feel like sometimes that's why you don't understand why I be so quick to be like, hold on. Because I've already dealt with so many, like, scammers and, like, shit like that. And I really just don't trust nobody about nothing when it comes to, like, this business shit in LA. Because I just feel like everybody is bad people. Like, I mean, y'all know, like, I even had to sue somebody that I had known since I was a literal teenager for stealing my music, stealing my money, like, basically ending my music career, like, that I was finally getting off the ground. And I'll never look at shit ever the same again.
I understand where you come from and, like, the logic behind it. Because, mind you, like, I've been out here for a long time, too, and I was modeling and doing all these things. So I have come across some faulty people.
There's so many faulty people.
And especially in, even models as women, it is a male-dominated industry, from the photographers, from the agencies, from, like, the casting directors. Yeah. It's a male-dominated industry. So I am completely aware, and I understand it.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, we do just maneuver it two different ways, yeah, which I think works well for us.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So it's fine. She's talking about the time she had cursed somebody out, and I was just like, hey. And I said it in a sense, it was like, we.
Wait, when did I curse somebody out?
Not curse, you said fucking. And I was and she was mad.
This was recent.
Yeah, this is recent. And this I was like
a week ago.
I didn't say I, because I'm like, we're a team. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I was like, we can't talk to people like that because this is a reflection.
But I told her I read. Hold on.
I let her get her rocks off because I've been monitoring every single text she be sending. So I'm like, all right, she's just going to go out. I literally
called her and I read it and I said, is it okay if I send it?
No, you're lying. You literally said, I don't care. I'm sending it anyways. And I said,
not true. Not true. You literally were like, okay. And then after you were like, I was thinking about it and you can't be cursing at people.
Because
you said okay at first.
I didn't say okay.
If you would have said no, I would have been like, okay, you right. I will listen to her.
But the thing is, I've been moderated. You know how when you just like, I'm like, I knew she had to get out. She was talking while she was doing it, and I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, we're on the phone.
And then, like, the next day, I didn't want to read the response. And then the next day, the response had me, like, down a frenzy because I was just like,
because they were so polite.
They politely said, fuck us. You know what I'm saying?
They politely said, we're taking your money, haha, oh well, because that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they did.
Like, we're going to explain it all on Patreon, guys.
We're going to explain it all on the Patreon. But anyways, let's do some advice, shall we?
No, we had other stuff.
Okay, so we're going to do a couple of advice for you guys. We know this episode is not as long as normal, but just bear with us, okay? It's been a really long, busy week. I just flew back in today. Shy was super busy today. We couldn't get all our topics together, but we're going to do better next week for y'all. And
we love you.
We love you guys so much. Also, in the comments, guess what we are going to be next week for costume? Because we are going to wear a costume every week until after the next episode.
Did you get me the costume?
No. Okay. I got me a costume. So you will have to get a costume. And please, no more sexy outfits. Can we be something funny?
I told you what I was going to be on the next one.
I don't recall. So it'll be a surprise to me. So actually, don't tell me at all.
No boot goofing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, advice. Guys, please help me. I'm in a situation where my long-term ex-boyfriend ended up matching with my best friend on Tinder and hooking up with her only a couple days after we broke up. It hurt so bad, and I'm trying to be at peace with this situation, but it's messed up because I now feel betrayed by both of them, and it's hard not to feel hatred towards them. At some points, I want to go mess them up and slash tires and ruin their day, but I feel like that'll get in the way of my healing and peace. What would you recommend to overcome this, or would you guys go and beat their butt, or would you remove yourself from the situation? Because I'm really torn.
Are they still best friends?
I'm in a situation where my long-term ex-boyfriend ended up matching with my best friend. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, no, girl, you don't fuck with him at all. Absolutely not. You don't ever trust her a day in your life. That man is
shitty. And I would say beat her ass for sure. That's really my advice.
Beat her ass. There or her?
Well, she can't beat a grown man ass. I think she should go slash his tires and she should beat her ass.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not.
That's really what I think. But I mean, I try to be healed and I try to be grown, but I know that for a fact in that situation, that is what I would do.
Beat her ass.
Long-term ex-boyfriend and best friend?
Yeah.
Like what?
Long-term is crazy.
Like, no, that's insanity. Like, no, that's not, oh, I hooked up with this guy one time and my best friend went and hooked up with him. That's my long-term man and my whole best friend.
Oh my God, literally. So wait, I was just recently at like an influencer dinner or whatever, and one of the guys, mm-hmm. he's now married mm-hmm. to his ex-girlfriend. Well, this girl that he used to hook up with, mm-hmm. like for like two, three, like a month. Like, mm-hmm. but they were like see each other and they would just hook up. They were just like F buddies. He's now married to her best friend. Yeah. And so mm-hmm. like the girl best friend, like they had to work together. Like he ended up like working with like his ex-girlfriend's best friend mm-hmm. for like a long time. And she would push him off. And he was just like, I know this is the girl that I'm going to marry. So he was persistent for like a year. And so now they're like this happy, like, yeah. And the girl.
So the girl who he used to sleep with, she's just like, I don't care.
It was like a year later. And so like now she's at this place where she was like, you know, I don't care. I just used to sleep with him. But like to me, I'm like.
That is so weird.
I think it's such a weird dynamic. I would never be okay with that. I just would never be okay with that.
I would just be too weirded out to know that my best friend slept with my man ever.
Yeah. Like you've seen my man's penis.
In your mouth.
In your vagina.
In your vagine.
Maybe in your butt. Like, you literally never know. Oh my God. I was just like, I don't know. I was like, your wife's low key in the wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm like, is it a difference if it's just like a F
buddy? But that is weird that it's like, I mean, that is her husband now. It's like, what if they are soulmates?
And he was just like, I knew that. And that's what he asked me. He was like, would you let someone that meant nothing, like, you know, interaction that meant nothing, deter you from your soulmate? And I was like, I
wouldn't even know if it was my soulmate.
I wouldn't even know it was my soulmate. I feel like God wouldn't give me that soulmate. I don't know what God has planned. But you know what they say? When you try to write your life in pen, God laughs. Look.
I'm crying. Not the nun outfit. The whole nun outfit.
Okay, let's see.
Next advice. Oh, it sounded good, y'all.
She looks
I'm about to get in the studio, y'all.
Hey, y'all. So I'm going to get right into it. I've been friends with my homegirl since 2012. We've been friends for so long. We were like family. Her kids are even my godkids. In high school, she got a BF and they've been together ever since. And as long as she was happy, I was too. Ever since we've been adults, every time they get into it, she calls me. Me being a friend, I listen to her problems, and 9 times out of 10, I don't even give advice because it's pointless. But in the background of every call, he's screaming how I'm a bitch, and he'll get somebody to beat me up.
What? Oh, my God.
Just unnecessary rants. It's not like I call her and ask her, hey, are y'all fighting today? I'm sorry, why is this so funny? It's not like I call her and ask, hey, are y'all fighting today? So last week when she called me while they were arguing, I respectfully told her, either tell him to stop disrespecting me or stop calling me about y'all's problems. Her slow-ass response was, girl, it's not a big deal. He calls me bitches all the time.
Girl, what?
She said it like that was normal. We are grown adults. At this point, should I even be friends with her? I would never allow my man to constantly keep disrespecting my friends. And on top of that, it's not like we even hang out anymore. She just calls me when she has problems with him. Would I be wrong to cut her off completely?
No, I don't think you would be wrong, because I actually, years ago, I had a friend who, her man was hella disrespectful to me, and it just made me fall back from her all in general, because it was like, obviously, I'm not gonna, like, I can't tell nobody to leave their man, but also, I'm not about to go around you and your disrespectful, weird-ass man continuously, like, no, so I just fell back from the situation and just quit messing with her.
Yeah, I think that...
That is funny, though.
It's so funny, because it's like, what? No, that's not normal. I don't like when a man that I'm dealing with even calls women bitches.
Right.
Like, I really genuinely don't. Like, I've never liked that. I've never been a fan of that at all. And it's like, I have obviously boy cousins. Yeah. I have nephews. And, like, they do speak like that. It's the thing. It's like, they speak that way. But it's just, like, somebody that I'm dealing with, you're going to have to change that verbiage.
I will even check when guys say, like, oh, I'll be like, girls, women.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm the same exact way. It's like, no, you don't call them, like, I get it, we homies, you my homie lover and friend, but, like, I don't like that at all. So I don't think you'd be wrong for protecting your peace either. It is funny that it's just like, it's like that emotional baggage that she's bringing to you isn't fair to you either. It's just like, honestly, before you cut her off, maybe you could be like, look, babe, like, I love you, but at the end of the day, like, I'm not letting you be your emotional punching bag.
You're not letting your man call me a B word and no, not saying nothing. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and no, she did say that. She was like, no, like,
it's not that big of a deal. He calls me a B word all the time.
He shouldn't be calling you that either. Like,
she sound like a dizzy hoe.
A dizzy hoe?
Yeah.
No. No, wait, can I tell him something funny that I just recently told you about? So obviously, look, y'all, whatever. If you watch or purchase the live show, you'll see that, you know, my man was at the live show. Uh-huh. And so he came up backstage while we were like, you know, getting prepared or whatever. And so, like, you know, we were just talking, vibing, like, everything was cool, everything was copacetic. Obviously, they're not fans of each other that much, but, you know, they make it work.
If y'all couldn't catch that over the year and a half that we've had
show. You know, they make it work. They, you know, they respect
each other. We're respectful to each other.
For the most part.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they're respectful to each other for the most part. And so, like, he came up there and, like, you know, we were just chopping it up. Everything was cool. Like, we have a whole bunch of other shit to be worried about, to be having bad vibes, bad energy. Right. So... next thing you know, he tells me the next, he brings flowers for both of us on stage. So there's these two big things of flowers for both of us, one for me and one for her. Mm-hmm. So the next day he tells me, he was just, he was like, you know why I was saying that? Cause he was like, I'm gonna go to the store. Cause remember when you needed your phone case?
Yeah.
I mean, in case he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the store. I gotta go to the store anyways. Mm-hmm. Turns out he had to go to the store because
he didn't come with no flowers for me. He only came with flowers for Shy. But then because I was being nice to his dumb ass.
See, now you're being disrespectful. Be respectful.
He gonna say.
He told me he was just like, the real reason why I had to go to the store, he was like, because I had to buy. He was like, all right, she was cool up there, so I wanted to buy her some flowers too.
Of course I want
to
be nice. I
feel the like cake, but he bought it. He honestly did his big one. He bought a cake.
Yeah, he was nice.
He bought a really nice cake for both of us. It was a big cake with like a social media heart.
It was cute.
With like multiple little pictures. Mm-hmm. Like of all, like most of our, like a lot of our episodes. He bought like literal the whole after party bottles. So he did a really good job. But I thought that was so funny. That was like, you know what, he was trying to be like, petty,
right? And you know what's funny? I thought about that because I didn't even know he got me flowers.
You didn't see the two big
flowers? No, because we got so many flowers that night. I didn't know who was coming from what and like what was going on. But like the next day, I had took all the flowers home. Mm-hmm. So I had seen the flowers that Shy got. I was like, he's so fucking petty. He didn't even get me no goddamn flowers. And then she was like, it's so funny. So I didn't see the flower. I don't know which ones he got me.
The ones, because you know my favorite flowers are sunflowers. And like sunflowers and roses. So like I know which ones he got you. There's like, I think there's like two of them.
Yeah, but like they were different. So I was just like, I saw the ones he got you. I was like, these are flowers. Evan got shot. I was like, he's so fucking petty for that.
And the fact that he intentionally was being petty. And he told me, he was like, the cake is for both of y'all, but the flowers for you. He was like, that's but she funny. Was cool. I went to go buy some flowers. That's I was like, that's hilarious. Hell. So yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like if he's disrespectful, even like, I feel like if you disrespected my friend, you disrespected me in a sense. So it's just like, and vice versa, you disrespected my man, you disrespected me. So it's like, no, it needs to be a mutual level of respect all around. And if she don't got that for you, then
cut. Next caller.
It is what it is. Next caller. We love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye, guys.
Bye.